If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke være lam.
If you've got diabetes,
hvis du har sukkersyke,
with the doctors it's impossible.
For legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han helbreder deg.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three, in the name of Jesus,
I Jesu navn,
I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
Kids, it is 8 o'clock Saturday night. It is time for your weekly dose of goth, dark wave, death rock, post-punk, and band encounters. I saw Kaylin Mika last night. I met Kaylin Mika last night. I experienced Kaylin Mika last night, and you guys can hear all about it. 803-576-9072 is the number to call. I'm your host, DJ D. This is the one and only Dark Entries Goth Radio. It's 53 days until Halloween, and this is Kaylin Mika starting us off. Here we go.
Þeir sögðu mér að fljúga, svo ég flaug og sá þá aldrei aftur en ég heyrði þeirra hæðnislátur bergmála í björgunum sem voru að síðasta
sem ég
sá.
Thank you. djúpum dreka drunum dríp ég dökk. Í sárum mínum og synda flóði flýt ég Blóði borin brýt ég bein mín bráðum kemur sólin. Ég veit að raunveruleikinn er þarna einhvers staðar en ég kemst ekki nær og ég búin að reyna. Ætli það sé óhollt að láta sig dreyma. Í dauða djúpum, dreka drunum, dríp ég dögg. Sárum mínum og synda flóði flýt ég Blóði borin brýt ég bein mín bráðum kemur sólin bráðum kemur sólin sólin bráðum kemur sólin sólin.
All right, Kayla Meekla starting the show off with a little live performance of a track called I Suppose It Is Unhealthy to Dream. And it's not unhealthy to dream of seeing Kayla Meekla live because that's what happened to me last night. And I'm going to be riding that high for a while now. My favorite band in the entire world at the moment. They've been talking about forever and ever and opening the show with them forever. Played in Atlanta last night at a club called 529. Donna Purge and I went and saw them. Super small club, about the size, if you guys are here in Columbia, it's about the size of, I want to say, New Brooklyn Tavern, so, you know, small to medium size. We were thinking the whole time that it reminded us of Elbow Room way back in the day, if you guys who have been around Columbia for a long time, you remember the Elbow Room. It did kind of remind us of them quite a bit. But I was right there at the front of the stage. I took a few pictures that I'm going to post up on the Facebook page a little bit later. Met the band after the show. Got a picture with the band. They're super, super sweet. They're as nice and as charming and as adorable as you would even hope they would be. One of the best live shows I've ever been to. It was absolutely amazing. Relatively short. They don't have a lot of songs. But they did, like, you know, their quote-unquote, their hits. I guess the big ones that everyone wanted to see. They didn't play the song you just heard. Unfortunately, I did want to hear that one because... and I all of a sudden now I can't remember all their names. But the keyboardist who does the sort of like who does the opening and the end of this track, the sort of prettier, quote unquote, prettier vocals. She didn't really get to sing as much as I would have liked to have heard, but her keyboards, of course, were amazing. She also plays drums on the song you just heard. She actually is playing drums as she's singing in the show last night. She just had like synthesizers and drum machines set up, and she was just doing that. And then, of course, the singer and then your bass player. It was amazing. It was absolutely amazing. I can't even, like, put into words, like, how great it was. But I was right there, right dead center in the front. And, like I said, got to meet them afterwards. And they were just absolutely adorable. There's talk of them calling into the show for an interview. So, just saying. So, that might happen. So, if we can get that set up. Don't know if it's going to happen or not, but we'll do what we can. So, yeah, it was great. It was really, really great, and it was every bit as good as I thought it was going to be. So now you can hear, I will stop rambling on about Kayla Meekla every single show. I'll try to calm down, and, you know, I'm outside of my system, so I'm going to stop. You know, I probably won't open the show with him every single week now, like I have been for the past month or so. But we have a show to do. Tonight, though, we are going to do something really special and really cool. This is something I have been kind of talking about doing for a while. And I think it's going to take up most of the show, if not the entire show, because I've got a huge playlist sitting in front of me right now. And I don't know if I'll be able to squeeze all this in, but I might be able to. We'll see what we can do. On tonight's show, the theme is I'm doing tribute bands. And when I say tribute bands, I don't mean in the conventional sense that you think of. I mean, we're going to play bands, and then we're going to play a band immediately after that that is... obviously hugely influenced by the first band, to the point of either just an influence or possibly an homage, or even to the point of just blatantly ripping them off, or all of the above mixed in together. So it'll be pretty obvious what we're doing. So, because within the goth scene, obviously bands influence other bands a lot, and there are a lot of bands paying homage, and in some examples just flat out ripping them off. I'm sure in the most, you know, flattering of ways, but sometimes it's pretty blatant. So anyway, that's going to be the theme for tonight. So we're going to see what we can do. This is a set, or at least a theme for a show I've been wanting to do for a while now. And looking at the playlist I've got in front of me, I may not be able to squeeze it all in tonight. So we're going to see how it goes. And if it doesn't, then there's always next week. And there's actually more on the list than I wanted to give that I didn't even bother to put on the playlist tonight, because we get, you know, once you get into like sort of the other genres outside of like goth, post-punk, death rock, that kind of thing. And then, you know, once you get into the metal direction, that's a whole different world altogether. I didn't even bother putting that on the playlist for tonight, so that might be a different show. But yeah, we'll see what we can do here, kids. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. I'm your host, DJD. The number for your request in that vein is 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WSC, especially if you're someone who's into those genres, goth, post-punk, industrial, death rock, and those sort of things that we play here on the show. And you have an request in the vein of like a band who rips off another band, or at least is heavily influenced by another band. That would be really great, especially if it's something that I don't have covered for tonight. So we're here till 10 o'clock. Words of Wisdom, as usual, coming up around 9. And yeah, let's start things off. I've got there are quite a few bands since Christian Death came out who have been heavily influenced by Christian Death and who have, to the point of sort of ripping off Christian Death. We're going to hear a couple of them tonight. So, but to start things off, here is Christian Death with As Evening Falls. Kind of get us started tonight.
Here we are now in this god-awful state where there's nothing to say. Let's lose ourselves in a picture. Dress for it away. And keep asking questions, there's bound to be answers. If anyone's left here to answer at all, they said we were too weak, they said we were too around us. Oh, we could choose words like that. As evening falls around us. Oh, we could choose words like that. Words spread too quickly, like someone's reflection. Somebody's eyes. So save your kisses for some other Sunday. I'm cold, the air's getting thin. It's this the distance that we've always hoped for? Or is this our cue? We go on. Till our hands fall through the mirror on the wall. I said, I wish you were here as evening falls around us. And we could make ourselves blind. Oh, as evening falls around us. We could make ourselves blind. As evening falls around us, we could make ourselves blind. Oh, as evening falls around us, we could make ourselves blind.
Barrel Beloved, rounding out our Christian Death tribute set there. Christian Death started off with As Evening Falls from the Catastrophe Ballet album, but as I listened to Martyr Whore after that, I was thinking, man, I really, really should have gone with something from Only Theater of Pain for that comparison, because my lord, does Martyr Whore, are they not just flat out ripping out Only Theater of Pain? Yeah, that was that, man. They were like early Christian Death as all hell in that track. It's called, sorry, I had it right in front of me, Dolls Amitabha. That was the track you heard right after that. And yeah, somebody loved him some Only Theater Pain, I guess. And Bear Beloved is what you just heard. And you're probably thinking, like, well, that wasn't exactly Christian Death-esque. It was more like Bauhaus-esque. But actually, Bear Beloved is hugely influenced by Christian Death, to the point that the EP that song came off of, which was the song was called Possession, by the way, comes from an EP called Dressed for Burial, which, of course, is a Christian Death reference, as far as lyrically, anyway. And there's a song actually on that EP called Roger Allen, which is a tribute to Roz Williams, of course, which is Roz Williams' real name. So, yeah, they're hugely influenced, and I kind of know him a little bit, Bear Beloved, and he's a cool guy. I'd actually like to get him in on the show sometime. But, yeah, so I figured that would be a kind of a good transition to the next set, since his vocals on that track are a little bit more Peter Murphy-esque than Roz Williams-esque, which is going to lead us into a Bauhaus-related set we're going into now. Obviously, Bauhaus is clearly hugely influential, but there are a handful of bands, I guess, that have been sort of aping them more than anybody else. And what kind of like inspired all this, actually, is like years ago, Ipsy turned me on to Holy Cow. We turned me like onto this like Holy Cow track, and I was like, oh my god, he sounds exactly like Peter Murphy. And I mean, obviously, there have been a lot of singers over the years who have tried to sound like Peter Murphy, but this one's like strongly like Peter Murphy. So we're going to play a little Bauhaus, and then we'll play Holy Cow right after that. You guys can see the comparison, then we'll come back, and we'll do... maybe in the set two, what I'll do is I'll tell you what I'll actually work in four tracks in this. So we're going to go Bauhaus, Holy Cow, and then we're going to go into The Cure, and then we're going to go into Feeding Fingers, who I actually also know a little bit and actually did a show with them a couple of years ago. I had them come in and do a goth night here in town. They got in touch with me and wanted to do a show, so we did that. And over the years, Feeding Fingers' style has like evolved quite a bit, so they kind of get away from the blatant Cure sound. But I'm going to play a Cure track, and then I'm going to play something from their first album called Baby Teeth, which just got reissued. The track's called No Movement in Water. And you can definitely tell that Justin in that is hugely influenced by The Cure, and he's kind of trying to do his best Robert Smith impression. So that's what's coming up in this set. So we got some Bauhaus, then a band trying to sound like Bauhaus, then we got The Cure, then we got a band trying to sound like The Cure, and we'll be right back after that. Dark Injuries Goth Radio is on your radio. I'm DJD. Be back in a bit.
Get down in the dashboard. The unseen mechanism. Thank you.
The cat.
Feeding Fingers from the album Baby Teeth, which just got reissued before that we had The Cure with a short-term effect from Pornography. That was finished up our little Bauhaus, Bauhaus slash Cure tribute set there. Bauhaus starting off with The Spy in the Cab, Holy Cow in there with Lady Cadaver after that. And, yeah, Cure in there, and then we had some Feeding Fingers in there. And if you're just tuning in and want to know what's going on, you were listening to Dark Entries Goth Radio, Columbia, and as far as I know, South Carolina's only weekly radio source for goth, post-punk, industrial, death rock, things along those lines. And tonight's show, what I'm doing is I'm playing bands that have been influenced by other bands, so I'm playing the band, the original band, and then I'll play another band after that that was obviously heavily, heavily influenced to the point of influence or homage or sometimes just blatantly ripping them off, or maybe all three kind of thrown together. So that's what I'm doing. In some cases, I'll play like one band, and then other cases, I might have two other bands. I could even have in some cases three, but I'm not going to do that because it takes up too much time. But especially in the goth scene, there are a lot of bands that sort of blatantly rip other ones off. So, there's a lot to work with. It's enough that I've filled up an entire show's worth, and it's probably going to spill over into next week, too. So I'm already looking ahead at the playlist. I'm like, there's no way this is all going to get fit in the next hour, so because we're out of here at 10. So, yeah, let's not waste any more time and continue on. I'm going to do one more quick little set, and then we'll get into our words of wisdom from Uncle Charlie. So I probably won't come back and talk after this next set. It's just a short little Susie set, and then we'll get into words of wisdom right after that, and then we'll come back, and we'll continue on with a little bit of Sisters of Mercy-esque type stuff. If you got a request, it's 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WSC. And you can also join in on the Facebook discussion that's happening right now. To continue on, got a little Susie coming up. And after that is I'm not sure if they're around anymore, but they were a band that were kind of hitting the scene there for a little bit years ago. A band called Amber Spyglass. They really weren't bad at all. They were actually pretty solid, but put out a single called Catalyst Groove that I've always thought was hugely, hugely Susie influenced. So we got some Banshees coming up right now from my favorite Susie and the Banshees album, Juju. A little bit of Monitor for you. Stay tuned. Amber Spyglass coming up right after that. And then we'll get into Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie. Going to do that, and we'll be back. So stick around. We'll be right back.
charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
What's your station ID?
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Yes.
Hi, this is Kim Deal from the Pixies, and you're listening to WUSC 90.5. This I know, his teeth is white as snow. What a gas it was to see him walk her every day into a shady place.
Hey, this is Daniel from Outjob, and you're listening to WUSC.
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called inventnow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the Instado. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked, ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Play rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
I got my rights in the 76th courtroom. If you don't give me my rights in the courtroom, then I become King George. And I got all the rights then. And when I stand on the mountain and I say, do it! It gets done. If it don't get done, then I'll move on it. And that's the last thing in the world you want me to do, because I got that Confederate sword in the kitchen. Don't invoke me. Do it. Get it done. How do we do it? I don't know. I don't want to be involved in it. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. In Japan, they call it ninja.
We'll be right back. for everybody's heart embarrassed. We love those red, red lights to save us all. So useful. We love to sunset. You watch from the shore. You love, you love, you love, you love, you love. And all God's people coming down, doing things they love to do. And all God's people coming down, doing things they love to do. And all God's people coming down, doing things they love to do. We're to the living, to the late. We love to do the things we trust you, watch you toe. But anyway, to me, you're too serene, perpetual, perpetual.
We love to
from Uncle Charlie involving some gnaw their tongues with a track called Nihilism Tied Up and Burning. Then we had Sisters of Mercy in there with Lucretia, My Reflection. I was saying on the Facebook thing, that's not at all my favorite Sisters track by any stretch. My favorite's always been Marion. But, you know, it's probably the most indicative of their sound. And I was also saying that, like, back in the early 2000s, for you kids who were around for goth nights back in the day, that was kind of like a mainstay at Art Bar when I was DJing the Goth Nights there. Somebody's every night had a request, Lucretia, at some point. I got, when I lived in England and I was going to a club there, they had these Goth Nights, this one club down there called, I say down there, yeah, over there. There was a club called Blazes that I used to go to. And it was split up into two rooms. They had like the what they called the alternative room. And then they had, like, the dark room. And the dark room was, like, all the goth stuff. And they would do a thing once a week. It was, like, on Thursdays where they would, the dark room would be in effect. And Temple of Love was the only song the DJ would play. And I got so incredibly sick of Temple of Love. To this day, I almost refuse to play Temple of Love unless somebody really wants to hear it on the show, because I'm so tired of that song. And I would beg him to play anything else by Sisters. But he's like, no, they won't dance to it. I'm like, no, it's because they won't dance to it because you won't play it. There's plenty of danceable stuff. Marion. Floor Show. Pick one. What? I don't know. One of their covers. Anything. Dude, just... No, they don't play it. They don't dance to anything else. They'll dance to whatever you play. They're drunk. Jesus. Okay, anyway. That's, don't get me started on that. Anyway, so, after that was the Merry Thoughts, we just heard with a track called We Love To, which who are obviously very influenced by Sisters. Matter of fact, if you Google the Merry Thoughts and take a look at the lead singer, it's pretty clear who his influences are. So, let's continue. We have 20-something minutes left in the show. Continue our sort of tribute theme show. I've got plenty more to go, and enough that it's going to carry over to next week for sure, so we're not going to stop with this thing. So, yeah. Hey, kids, do you like the Joy Division? so we do, and apparently we do, and apparently everyone else does. So I'm going to play a little Joy Division for you, and then we'll follow it up with two bands who have been obviously very much influenced by Joy Division. So here's a little Shadow Play for you on the Dark Entries Goth Radio.
We'll be right back.
of Joy Division-esque type stuff. Joy Division in there with, of course, Shadowplay. Shadowplay might be, off the top of my head, it might be my favorite Joy Division track, actually. If I think about it, if I had to really think about it, I might be able to come up with something else, but I really think that's it, actually. Pin Group in there with Ambivalence, and we just heard now was Lack of Knowledge with We're Looking for People. Both heavily influenced, obviously, by Joy Division. Both those actually were turned on to me by Ipsy, who contributed quite a bit to tonight's show. When I announced I was going to be doing this, the sort of influence slash homage slash ripoff show, he tends to do, sent me a giant list of stuff, which you've heard quite a bit of it tonight. And I'm going to hear more of it probably next week if we do this next week, which we most likely will. So, yeah, there's still a lot to do. A lot to squeeze into 2 hours. So I think we'll continue this next week for sure. The whole influence concept. And, you know, I wanted to do is actually get into some horror talk tonight. I didn't really get into it. Might have to save it for next week. I don't know. Might save it till I see some more stuff. I saw, oh, God, did we talk about Midsommar last week? I don't think we did because I think the last time I saw you guys or talked to you guys was last Saturday, and I saw it on Sunday. Oh, we got to talk about that. Oh, we have to talk about that. I'm reluctant to get into it too much because I know at least Ipsy hasn't seen it, and if you guys haven't seen it, I don't want to get into spoiler territory, but yeah, Ari Aster has done it again, folks. He's like my one of my new favorite directors right now. Yeah, that guy can do no wrong. The director's cut was released to theaters last weekend. I saw it on Sunday. Yeah, we'll get into it next week. There's no time. I got 15 minutes left in the show, so I'm not going to get started right now, but I'll try to make a note and just remind me. If you're listening next week and I don't start talking about it, call in, send me something on the Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Let me know, hey, Deej, talk about the Midsommar, because we need to discuss that. It was phenomenal. It was fantastic. And catch the director's cut if you can, because I was reading some differences between the two, and I think what was included in the director's cut, I think, adds to the story quite a bit and fleshes some things out. So I would recommend, it's going to be good either way, but I would recommend that one if you can catch that one. Right, let's continue. I think we got time for like one more proper set before we do some Rocky Horror and get out of here. So I think I'm going to make that, I think we can install with, I was going to do the birthday party, but it's too short. No, we'll do birthday party. I think it'll work. So, yeah, we're going to do a birthday party, and then everything else I had planned for tonight, we're going to continue for next week. Trust me, there is no shortage of this stuff, and probably by next week I can come up with some more. So we may be able to fill up a whole other show also again, so we'll see what we can do. All right, birthday party set right now, and we're going to kick it off with some waving my arms. If it will... are we going to play today? Is that what's going to happen? Hey, there we are. Okay. All right. This will set me right back. Dark Entry's God 3 is on your radio. I'm
since your love stopped out.
Kids, that's gonna do it. To finish it up, that was, of course, Birthday Party, and then after that, Birthday Party was Waving My Arms, which I'm dedicating to Bernie Sanders. I mean that the best way. Gestralta after that. Is it Gestralta? I think it is. I'm gonna go with Gestralta. With Happiness is a Strong Surf, and yeah, I can definitely see the influence there. We're gonna play our required kind of Rocky Horror, then we're gonna get out of here real quick. But thank you guys for tuning in again. We're gonna do this again next week. I'm gonna continue the theme. I'm gonna put more to the playlist that we had on tap for tonight, and we're gonna keep going with this for part two of the Influences Homages Ripoff Show. Dark Entries Goth Radio, and as always, you can catch this this weekend on the podcast if you missed the live version at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. Hit me up on the Twitter at darkentriesdjd, and on the Faceplace at the Facebook page for the show. We got a lot to talk about next week. Next week, I want to get into some horror talk. I want to talk about also Days of the Dead, which is coming up in Charlotte, which I have not mentioned at all, but that's coming up on the weekend of the 27th. I will be at that, meeting Clive Barker again. Yes, I will ramble on about it when I get back, because I'll be riding that high. And Elvira's going to be there, and a bunch of other people are going to be there. Honestly, most of them I've already met before, once before, but it's going to be kind of fun to see them again. So that's happening, and yeah, we'll talk more about that next week. We're going to get out of here with required Rocky Horror, as we always do, but I will see you next week, same bat time, same bat channel, 8 to 10. Stay tuned for Death Drive 90.5, one of the best things on the radio. And yeah, right, see you next week. Here we go. As always, keep it spooky.
On the day I went away,
goodbye
was all I had to say.
Now
I want to come again and stay.
Oh my God.
Smile, and that will mean I'm there. 'Cause I've seen, oh,
going home. Everywhere, it's been the same. Like I'm outside in the rain, free to try and find a game. Cards for sorrow, cards for pain.